So now what about like select many? Because here these are all kind of, the kind of simple ones where the input and the output streams are, have the same cardinality. But what about, if the selector function creates another observable?
Great, let's do that one. That would be a great one. So I'm going to erase these to get some space. And now we'll have the original input sequence. So remember that a select many takes an I observable of t and a func from t to I observable of u. It returns an I observable of u. So the top line here is going to represent our source, the I observable of t. And at some point, it has a value, another value, and so on. And for each one of these things, so if we name this, this is like the source. So this line represents source. And this is our function here, our selector, f. So if each time there's a value, it invokes f, just like Jeff was talking about, the handler, f, and it produces a new line. But the result of each of these invocations is an observable sequence itself. So we'll do this one green. This one blue. And the final one red. So this the green one could have several different values. Blue one could have some values, and the red one could have some values. Now what select many does is it actually takes all of these sequences. Oh, one more thing. The type of this guy is I observable of u. This is an I observable of u. This is an I observable of u. So this bottom line represents the result. For the transformation, it has type I observable of u. And what we do is we just flatten all the values down here on the bottom. So we bring this value down, and all these different values down to the right place. So what we get is green value here, over here, red and a red. Two blues. So this is what select many does, but we haven't talked about what happens when you have an error or when you have a completed. So let's talk about completions first. So this bottom line has a completion message when all of the source observables, sequences or collection have a completed message. So if this one completes here, and this one completes here, and this one completes here, then it still hasn't completed yet because this guy hasn't completed. But if this completion happened here, then the completion would be at this point. However, if this one, for example, was further out over here, then the completion message wouldn't come until that point. So it happens at the point at which all of the things are terminated.
And what about exceptions?
Exceptions is the exact opposite. So instead of doing it at the latest point, you do it at the earliest point. Suppose they all would have had exceptions. The very earliest one is here, so it would have terminated here with an exception, and these values would never have occurred on the output stream. And that is the marble diagram for select many.
Fantastic.